Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Greedy Bastards: One City's Texas-Sized Struggle to Avoid a Financial Crisis by Cheryl Scully is a memoir-driven case study of municipal turnaround work in San Antonio, Texas. Recruited as city manager in 2005, Scully describes inheriting an organization facing multiple forms of stress, aging, and underfunded infrastructure. Weak or inconsistent financial practices, leadership vacancies, and low public confidence. The book's central purpose is to show how a professional city manager and an executive team attempted to stabilize government operations while confronting a major structural budget threat, rapidly rising police and fire compensation and benefits negotiated through long-standing collective bargaining agreements. Scully presents the practical realities of public sector leadership, where technical budgeting and management reforms are inseparable from politics, communications, and stakeholder conflict. Rather than offering abstract theory, the narrative emphasizes decision-making under pressure, the trade-offs involved in funding essential services, and the difficulty of changing systems that have entrenched supporters. It is positioned as both an inside account and a guide for public administrators dealing with fiscal risk. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, diagnosing a city government at risk. A foundational theme in the book is how to recognize when a city is drifting toward long-term financial and operational failure, even if collapse is not immediate. Scully portrays the early period of her tenure as an exercise in diagnosis, assessing infrastructure backlogs, scrutinizing financial policies, and identifying whether the organization has the leadership capacity and ethical norms required to manage public resources. This topic matters because municipal crises often emerge from accumulated decisions, rather than a single dramatic event. The book highlights that weak systems can hide in plain sight, incomplete planning, inconsistent standards, and the absence of reliable processes for budgeting, performance, and accountability. Scully's account also underscores that a new leader must quickly determine what is fixable through internal management and what is structurally embedded in law, contracts, or political incentives. The lesson for readers is less about any one city and more about an approach: establish a fact base, map risks, and communicate the reality of the situation in a way that enables action. In a public setting, this diagnostic stage sets the credibility for everything that follows. Secondly, public safety labor contracts as a structural budget challenge. The most prominent policy conflict described in the book is the pressure created by police and fire union salaries and benefits relative to city revenues. Scully frames this not as a short-term budgeting problem, but as a structural imbalance that can crowd out other essential services and limit a city's ability to invest in infrastructure and community priorities. Because public safety consumes a large share of many municipal budgets, generous benefits and rigid work rules can affect long-range sustainability even in periods of economic growth. The narrative explores why these agreements are difficult to change. They are often long-standing, politically sensitive, and backed by well-organized stakeholders. Scully also emphasizes that city management must differentiate between respecting public servants and confronting contract provisions that are fiscally unsustainable. For practitioners, the value of this topic is the way it connects financial analysis to governance. It is not enough to project costs. The administration must also build understanding among elected officials and the public about opportunity costs and future risk. The book's treatment makes clear that any attempt to renegotiate can become a defining political battle and a test of institutional resilience. Thirdly, negotiation, coalition building, and the politics of reform. Greedy Bastards portrays reform as a political process as much as an administrative one. Scully describes the need to negotiate with powerful unions while also managing relationships with the mayor, city council, civic leaders, and residents whose views may shift as controversies intensify. A key idea is that technical solutions rarely succeed without a coalition that can withstand sustained pressure, messaging campaigns, and the natural reluctance to disrupt existing arrangements. The book highlights the importance of preparation and clarity entering negotiations with defined objectives, credible data, and an understanding of what outcomes are feasible in a complex public environment. It also stresses that negotiations are shaped by public perception, not just bargaining tables, which makes communication strategy inseparable from labor strategy for readers. The broader lesson is how leaders create room to act by earning trust through transparency, engaging stakeholders early, and framing reforms around service delivery and fairness rather than personalities. The account also illustrates that compromise and conflict are not opposites in government. A leader may need to absorb conflict to create the conditions where compromise becomes possible. Fourthly, rebuilding management capacity and ethical standards. Beyond the headline fiscal fight, the book emphasizes the less visible work of rebuilding a functional organization. Scully describes inheriting an environment where key leadership positions were vacant and institutional standards needed strengthening. This topic focuses on creating a capable executive team, clarifying accountability, and reinforcing ethical expectations in a large public workforce. The relevance is practical cities can have ambitious plans yet fail in execution if management systems are inconsistent or if the culture tolerates weak performance and unclear. Decision rights. The book conveys that a city manager must treat organizational design as a strategic lever, not a back-office concern. Hiring, succession planning, and performance expectations become tools for stabilizing service delivery and restoring credibility with elected leaders and the public. It also shows how ethical standards and trust are integral to finance residents, and markets respond differently when they believe government is competently and honestly managed. For public administration readers, the takeaway is that turnaround work requires simultaneous attention to people, processes, and values. Fiscal sustainability is difficult to maintain if the organization lacks the capacity to plan, measure, and enforce consistent standards. Lastly, infrastructure. Long-term planning and protecting core services, a recurring consequence of structural budget pressure, is deferred investment, especially in infrastructure. The book connects the fight over compensation costs to the practical question of what a city can deliver streets, facilities, and basic services that residents experience daily. When spending is locked into fast-growing obligations, flexibility shrinks and maintenance backlogs expand, which can create public frustration and higher costs later. Scully's narrative treats infrastructure not as a separate policy arena, but as evidence of whether governance choices are sustainable. This topic underscores the need for disciplined financial policies and long-horizon planning that aligns operating budgets, capital spending, and risk management. It also reflects a central managerial challenge explaining trade-offs to residents who may reasonably want both excellent services and low taxes. The book argues implicitly for protecting the capacity to invest by confronting obligations that grow faster than revenue. For readers, the practical insight is that infrastructure and service outcomes are often the most persuasive way to communicate fiscal realities. When leaders tie reforms to tangible improvements and long-term stability, they improve the chances of building durable support for difficult decisions. In conclusion, Greedy Bastards is best suited for city managers, assistant city managers, budget directors, public sector negotiators, and elected officials who need an unvarnished view of how municipal reform actually unfolds. It also offers value to students of public administration and readers interested in urban governance, labor relations, and the constraints of managing a major American city. The main benefit is practical. Scully links day-to-day management choices to long-term fiscal outcomes and shows how structural obligations can limit a city's ability to maintain infrastructure and provide balanced services. Readers gain a clearer sense of what it takes to build an executive team, create stronger financial practices, and sustain a reform agenda in the face of organized opposition and shifting political incentives. Compared with more general leadership or budgeting books, it stands out for its grounded specificity. The story is anchored in one city's experience and emphasizes the real interactions among contracts, public expectations, council politics, and administrative systems. While the union-centered conflict is a major focus, the broader takeaway is about governing capacity, transparency, and persistence. The book's distinguishing contribution is its combination of memoir, management lessons, and a cautionary account of how quickly a city can lose fiscal room to maneuver if structural costs are left unaddressed. If you would like to support Cheryl Scully, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.